Hey roomies, this is Dylan Marshall, your podcast guide. Today's bonus content comes to you from our YouTube channel. I have ripped the sound files from what I like to now call the Colonel Sanders Chronicles. Back, it's getting close to a year ago, a little game came out called I Love You, Colonel Sanders. It was released by, I think it was released by KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, as an advertisement. And all the YouTubers went nuts over it and played it. So we started a really slow playthrough of the game. And so what I've done is I've ripped the audio from those videos. The videos are still up on YouTube if you want to watch them that way for your listening pleasure. Enjoy.
We will rock you. We will rock you.
Oh. 10 minutes of this. So welcome to it. Oh, sorry.
Gonna be a great man someday. You got.
Welcome to 107 Gaming.
Hey guys. I'm here. I'm a supporter.
This is our guest, Noah.
Even though I'm technically on the podcast.
No, you're not.
I am on the podcast.
You're a guest there,
no,
too.
I'm not always a guest.
I'm always on the podcast. You're never on the podcast. So we're playing a finger-licking good dating simulator. Where we're going to date Colonel Sanders.
That's what we're hoping, at least.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Or at least get our hands on some good Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Hopefully. I'm pretty hungry. I'm on the controller, Fame Blake Harris.
Click on new game.
New game!
I didn't think we'd have to
see. Oh, shoot.
What's our name?
Can we be what Dilly?
Yeah.
Since he's not here.
Yeah. Oh.
Dilty?
Can I spell it wrong? Like this?
Yeah, dude. Like, no, that's how I always spelled it. That's how I always
Should I say Dilly Willy or just Dilly?
Nah, just Dilly.
Dilly. We're first name kind of people.
Look at that golden brown.
Golden brown.
Save the Dilly Willy for later.
Look at that. Basket. Dilly Willy. What? Someone want to read that? I don't want to read it.
You sleep softly as the morning sun casts a warm glow through the window of your modest student apartment. The world is peaceful and serene. You could stay in the moment forever. Or you could wake up now. Your first day of culinary school is no time to sleep in.
Can I
point out something? I really like this poster. This poster's amazing.
I like the K-pop band, too.
Okay, should we smack that clock up and
down? Throw the clock out of the window.
But we don't want to miss culinary school. That's true. Want Colonel Sanders.
All right, smack it.
I think we... Lying in bed, you stare at the ceiling, thinking about everything that awaits you at the prestigious University of Cooking School. Academy for Learning.
University of Cooking School Academy for Learning.
Are we a female? We are a female. I thought
Your
we were a
Your mind
man.
Begins to wander.
Oh boy.
Who will be there? What will you cook? What should you wear? Time begins to fly by and you find your imagination getting away from you.
You'll need to take this seriously. You'll allow yourself to daydream a bit, thinking about the future.
We're romantics. It's here finally. Your first day of culinary school. So many dishes to prepare. So many students to meet. Your mind is swimming with possibilities when you realize you're running late. You grab a biscuit and burst out the door in a hurry.
Just grab a biscuit.
Wow. Delicious. Just what you needed to wake up for those days, but...
What's this in the upper left?
Don't even... That's our Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah. Yikes. You're in such a hurry, in fact, that you forgot to put on any deodorant before running out the door.
Gross.
You're sweating buckets as you rush to arrive on time. Uh-oh. Buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah. Hopefully.
Buckets of sweat.
Standing in the quad, you gaze upon the magnificent University of Cooking School Academy for Learning.
That name.
Here comes your lifelong best friend forever, Miriam. She's the most adorable, awkward person you've ever met, and absolutely love her for it. So quirky.
Noah can be near you.
Good morning, Dilly. Are you excited for the first day of the rest of our lives?
You're
actually,
Dilly.
I'm Dilly. Narrator.
Yeah, you're Dilly.
Actually, I'm...
Because I sure am excited, a little nervous. Okay, a lot nervous.
What's the...
It's just that this morning I made breakfast for myself, but, well, then I ate it. I couldn't taste any love in the food. What if I'm no good? What if I fail?
Classic Miriam. Raised by master chef parents, she's always held herself to a very high standard.
Man, I'm crying.
Ever since we were little babies playing together, and you rescued me from that quicksand box. Wow. It's been clear to me that you're the most loving, caring person I know. You're going...
You do so great.
You're going to do so great.
Dude.
But with the University of Cooking School... Academy for Learning's famous 3-day only semesters? Shut up. I'm afraid of being left behind and never catching up.
Their semesters are only 3 days long.
Yeah, man, it's wild.
A sweet girl. Miriam has always had a flair for the dramatic. This summer, she's got so nervous about her first kiss that she chipped a tooth practicing on a mannequin.
What? Okay, kiss her when she's doing like...
She's like eating... Okay.
Should you pep talk her or change the subject to give her some relief?
Change the subject.
Alright.
It's hard to see Miriam like this and frankly, quite exhausting. Rather than dwell on her anxiety, you try to change the subject to something more interesting. All summer you've been hearing rumors about a dreamy, enigmatic mystery student who's enrolled at the school.
Yeah, that's a little worrisome, but you'll be fine. Now, what about this mystery student we read about on the school message board? Any new deets?
Oh. Deets? Oh, get this. I heard his name is Harlan?
Harlan.
His name's Harlan.
He's a globetrotter?
He's no ordinary student. He's a globetrotter. They say he has powers.
Oh my god.
He's had them ever since he was born. From an egg!
He was born from an egg. An egg? Like a chicken? Don't be ridiculous.
Why am I still crying?
But that thing about having powers, it would line up with some of the other rumors that I've heard.
Yes.
Like, I heard he once fought a bear with just his smile. What a guy, am I right?
You both sigh, thinking about a student so handsome that the laws of physics don't dare apply to him. Dreamy. Before you can get another word out, you're rudely interrupted when someone smacks your books and custom engraved measuring spoons out of your hands and onto the ground.
Oh no!
Hey!
Oh no.
It's Ashley, your arch rival. She's totally evil, but you can't help be filled with jealousy. She can get anything she wants, and she knows it.
Hello, Ashley.
Oh, I didn't see you there, chicken shins.
You leave Dilly's shins alone.
Yeah.
They are perfectly normal shins.
Oh, you can't stand Ashley. Even her name is annoying. You know for a fact that it's actually Ashley, but she had to add extra letters to make herself feel better than everyone.
If anyone here knows what perfect shins look like, it's us!
I just noticed.
I know, like, she got, like, chicken.
Yeah.
Little holes out of him.
We're not gonna let you or your really weird insults get to us.
Across the quad, you see Ashley's best friend, Van Van, the man, has stopped to look at his own reflection in the mirror. His pants are so tight you can see him casually working out his glutes while he styles his hair. No lie, they're rocking glutes.
Wow.
Ahem! Van Van!
You rang?
You've never been so sure what the arrangement is, but as long as you've known them, Ashley and Van Van, the man, have been just as close as you and Miriam, but substantially more devious.
I can't believe that University of Cooking School Academy for Learning would ever allow people like you to attend as students.
I know, right? You think they just hand out our diplomas now?
Or maybe hire us as honest professors. You amateurs can learn a lot from us. Look at his hair. It's amazing. It's
yeah.
In the shape of a star.
I wouldn't say it's amazing. It's something.
With the first day of school about to start, there's just not time to properly tell these two off, so you resist the urge.
Bummer.
Let's go, Miriam.
See you later, losers.
As you approach the door, you see goofy-looking kid pushing hard against the window directly next to it.
Oopsie. I think it's broken.
You reach forward and easily pull the door open.
That should do the trick.
I love you.
I think you mean thank you.
My name's Pop! I was named after my papa! He's old.
Could someone like this also be a student at the school? He must be one heck of a chef. Also, his name tag clearly says Bob, but I guess he's reading it upside down.
Good one. Hi, Pop. I'm Dilly. So, are you going to make me hold this door all day?
No!
And with that, the young man walks into the building ahead of you.
Is it just me, or is he kind of cute? Am I in love with myself?
What? Oh.
Get it?
I think it's just you.
You both shrug your shoulders before following him into the building.
That's creepy.
I think that's going to have to be...
Yeah, that's
going
to be it.
No. We just keep going, and then you cut it out. So you make it fade out, and then fade back in next episode.
If you're going to do if you're gonna do it the crappy way. But the way we're going to do it is we're going to say that's all for now. We'll see you in the next episode. Be sure to stay tuned. Like and subscribe. All that crap.
That crap, that stupid crap.
You can send me money on Facebook. You can follow my Instagram.
Yeah, so for all that stuff, the link's going to be in the description. So, we'll catch you on the flip.
Oh, you don't even have to stop it, bro. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the next episode of, what is this called? Finger Licking Good Dating Simulator, where we try to date Colonel Sanders.
Oh!
We left off. We met Pop, and we met Van Van and
Ashley. And who was the one dude who had star hair?
That was Van Van.
Oh, my
Van
bad.
Van Van the Man Man.
Van Van the Man Man. Alright.
I like this game.
Let's get into that. Let's go.
You stand at the edge of the room, unsure where to sit. Other students wander and keep themselves busy chit-chatting.
Woo!
A scruffy-looking pooch takes his place at a podium at the front of the class. He's adorable.
He's my favorite character so far.
Best dog. He's on, like, a little, like,
meow, meow,
statue.
Meow-meow, quiet down, everyone.
Did he say meow-meow?
I said meow-meow.
He's a dog, not a cat.
Who is this unreasonably cute pup? And why is he in our... culinary class.
You must be Sprinkles, head instructor and CEO of UCS. All.
UCS.
All.
Please call me Professor Dog. I may be cute and a little fluffy, but I still demand respect.
Woof. What? The cute dog is our professor? This is the best school ever. I guess only a dog's nose is capable of picking up the nuances of fine dining. Out of nowhere, a wind begins to rush around you as a swirl of cherry blossom petals fill the air inside the classroom.
I guess.
Where did those come from?
I'm chilly! Someone close the window!
And then... he walks
in. He has arrived!
He walks in. You're immediately swept up in the aura of this new student and his remarkable goatee. You knew anyone Who knew anyone could be so handsome? Time stands still.
It's him. It's...
If it isn't my Shut favorite up. Student, Harlan.
Colonel Sanders interrupts Sprinkles. Sorry, Professor Dog, before he can finish his sentence.
I don't have the right to it. I'm only a guest here. Well, you guys gotta take the lead.
Who's gonna... How are we gonna do it?
Please.
That's a pronounced colonel, right? Yeah.
Sure.
Please.
Welcome to my job. This is probably...
Call me. Made. Call me Colonel. Colonel Sanders. A hushed murmur rolls through the classroom as Colonel Sanders walks down the aisle of desks. Suddenly, the room is sweltering. Sweat begins to bead across your brow. You feel like everyone is looking at you, and you're not entirely wrong.
And this here must be Sweaty Sweats-a-Lot.
Maybe we should open that window back up before faucet pits melt into a puddle and evaporate entirely.
Oh, yeah. That's
a good one, faucet pits. You know... Wait, you two both know my name. We were in the same kindergarten class. Oh, wait, I didn't finish reading it.
It's still there.
And what is with all your really weird insults? Yeah, that's a fair point.
You turn to find Colonel Sanders standing right in front of you.
Click it! Click it!
Colonel Sanders, beautiful angel that he is, stands before you, smiling gently, his hand outstretched. Boy, howdy. This classroom gets hotter than a Kentucky fryer. Please, use my handkerchief.
Oh my.
You freeze up. Colonel Sanders is talking to you. Wait, Colonel Sanders is talking to you about how sweaty you look. You're completely mortified. This can't be your first interaction. What if he never forgets this moment? How will you respond?
You take the handkerchief, obviously.
You stretch out your hand, and Colonel Sanders places a fine silk handkerchief in it. It's so beautiful, you hesitate to press it to your face, but when you do, the feeling is transcendent. It has his natural scent on it. It smells of the most delicious chicken you've ever smelled.
I don't know how I would feel about that.
Yeah, that's weird.
But I would feel like that'd be greasy, and...
Professor Dog steps in to settle the class down and set some ground rules.
Welcome to University of Cooking School Academy for Learning, the greatest culinary academy in the world. The birthplace of culinary legends past, present, and future.
Spit all over your screen.
Many challenges await you. There will be tears. There will be blood. There might even be really adorable tiny food.
Can I ask something?
What?
What's this man's story?
Probably like the CEO or something.
Oh my gosh!
What?
And when it's all said and done, there will be a battle. You will lift your sports and complete it in the broom cooking arena.
Just then, another student enters the classroom and interrupts the professor's rousing speech.
Oh, what a lame-o.
Hi, guys. Sorry I'm late.
What is that haunting sound?
Hope everyone had a good summer. I really miss...
Quiet!
I guess late to class is bad enough, but interrupting my monologue? You're on the fast track attitude, young man. Are you sure you're even in the right place?
Don't you recognize me? This is my third year in the school. With you as my teacher.
Everyone stares at him blankly.
Does no one remember me? I'm...
You're expelled!
if you utter one more word before I finish. Let that be a lesson to you students that tardiness is unacceptable.
Even Clank. Clank made it here on time, rolling halfway across town and on his tiny wheel.
You turn to see the student Sprinkles is referencing, who appears to be some sort of industrial kitchen appliance.
Whoa, whoa. What the heck?
The class busts into laughter.
Ha ha ha! Oh, Clank, you... I forgot what voice I was doing, Ram.
It's okay, just go.
Oh, going. Clank, you rascal.
Sprinkles walks in the classroom as everyone stands in silent obedience. When he gets to you, he lifts his nose into the air and takes a deep sniff.
Ooh. Your diet is lacking. Based on what I'm picking up here, you definitely need a multivitamin. You should be taking better care of yourself.
You've never had a talking dog as a teacher before, but Sprinkle's reputation for being smart but tough is well known. You decide to butter him up by giving him a treat from your pocket, but what kind?
Ooh. Is this just what she keeps?
Probably chicken.
Thing, well, I was thinking, if you give him beef or chicken, he's going to critique the way.
Yeah, but it's made. The KFC game. That's chicken's true. Usually probably the way to go, right?
That's fair. Alright, yeah, go with chicken.
You reach beneath your apron and return with a chicken snack in your hand. Sprinkle's eyes go wide as he locks onto it.
Ooh.
His favorite.
Yeah, doing the best.
Well, well, well. I think there might be some competition for our new star student.
I don't think so.
No? The furry professor immediately devours the snack, leaving your hand slick with a coating of warm doggy drool. You see the other students eyeing you jealously, but pay no mind to them. If they wanted to succeed in life, they should have learned the importance of carrying a range of dog treat flavors on them at all times.
Sit down, young chefs. Take your seats and prepare to have your minds open to the amazing possibilities of culinary creation.
As everyone rushes to claim their favorite seats, you're left standing at the front of the room. Only two options remain.
Oh boy.
Hey, Dilly! There's still a seat here!
It seems that no one has claimed the seat next to me, if you're interested.
Is this time
two
up?
Two good options, but which will you choose?
Is this time up? Okay.
What is it going to be? You'll have to find out.
Yeah, I'll find out on the next episode.
One, don't you? I don't know. I'm a guest. So
I'll tell you what. Post it in the comments.
Yeah,
in this video,
which one we should do.
If we want to set by Miriam or by Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah, we're totally going to do Colonel Sanders. I mean, we're wooing him. We're totally going to do it. Stupid.
So are
stupid
we actually
viewers.
Done?
Yeah, I guess after I said that, we probably should be
done. I mean, everyone's going to say sit by Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
They better. How do you stop?
We need to get people to call him.
Okay, cool. How do we save?
Is it autosave or do we need to reach a saving point?
This whole time. I mean, worst case scenario, we just click through all this stuff.
Yeah, again. It was really.
It's not that much. It's like 20 minutes so
hit,
far.
Hit load. Continue, or yeah.
Yeah, I'll continue.
So yeah, that's as far as we got.
So just.
Well, if you hit continue, that'll.
Yeah,
just
hit continue. See what happens.
Welcome. Hey, I was gonna say that. Sanders? Oh, we got a new comment!
Nice.
Alright. So okay. This is where we left off last time. We're trying to make a decision. We had you guys
that
post
was a last minute comment.
We had you guys post in the well, he also voted twice, so it doesn't count.
Oh.
We had you guys post in the comments, but here's the thing, it was tied.
No.
Sanders
won.
Okay, Sanders won, so we're gonna sit by Colonel Sanders. So click on sit by Colonel Sanders.
Three votes for best friend and four votes for Sanders.
Yeah, sit by Colonel Sanders.
We have 300,000 votes for best friend and 400,000 votes about for Colonel Sanders.
That's a lie.
Colonel Sanders.
Ah!
My favorite Freemason.
Yeah.
Besides myself.
Let's go, man! Click it!
That's you. Read it.
You make... You oh, move wait, to take... Narrator? I think it was Hayden.
Hayden!
One second. Huh. Go on without me.
It appears he brought no books, pens, or pencils.
He doesn't need them.
Oh my gosh. However, his perfect upright posture shows off a seriousness that makes you confident in his desire to learn.
He's kind of old.
Hey, Dilly, this is you.
What?
This is you.
What's you?
This is you.
Yes, it says...
Read it!
Oh! Thanks for offering me this seed. Just having this oil. Hey, Dad, get in here!
I've only had two rules. Do all you can and do it the best you can. It's the only way you ever get that feeling of accomplishing something.
That's so inspiring.
A little off topic, if you ask me, but okay! Dot, dot, dot. As soon as you've settled into your seat, the professor makes an announcement.
The dog.
Think fast! It's time for a pop quiz!
Different voice for sure.
Yay!
A quiz about me?
It's not funny. Oh, that took me a minute. This incredibly important and surprisingly short quiz will tell me if you're ready for the life at culinary school!
I got a Bible college.
Oh, look it. This is.
Keep your knife sharp and your focus is sharper. Here comes question one.
If train A is traveling to point B, and train B is traveling to point A, how important is it to wash your hands before cooking?
Oh, it's crucial.
Extremely. It's extremely important. Ah, that's rude, though.
Look at it pop. Doesn't matter at all.
Just say extremely. Extremely. You gotta say extremely.
Very important.
That's right! Woo! Forest is to tree as chicken is to...
Feather,
yeah. Night fishing go. Feather. That's right!
We're gonna get two Munch on Sprinkles good side.
What is the most efficient eating utensil ever created? A spork.
A meat tenderizer.
That's not an eating utensil, though.
The correct answer is a spork.
I feel like it'd be a spork. It's gotta be a spork.
That's what KFC is known
that
for.
That is correct.
KFC is known for sporks.
I thought that was Taco Bell.
Have you ever had a spork at Taco Bell?
Yeah.
But why are you eating a taco with a freaking utensil?
Yeah, weirdo.
Well, it's not, I don't
know. Use your food.
What food is best for a broken heart? Anything as long as prepared with love and not too much salt. Camel meat. A pancake.
It's easy.
I'm leaning towards the pancake.
I don't know.
It's anything as long as it's prepared with love and not too much salt and 42 different herbs and spices.
But the camel meat. Like,
no.
Shut up, you guys are wrong.
That's right.
I knew it. He's the best boy.
Oh yeah, yeah. The middle one. Hey,
stop
I don't trust
dilly
you.
Dallying around.
That's right. Your total score is perfect score, 5 out of 5.
Yeah, no thanks to either of you.
Wow, be honest. Did you cheat?
Yes.
How would we cheat? You look up to see that Colonel Sanders has been watching you tally your score.
Colonel Sanders cheated.
He was looking at our paper. I know. Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine.
It's you.
I just got used to reading it because weren't here.
Hey, it's you. Go.
Read it.
Go.
I know we just met, but I have to confess. I think you have a beautiful brain.
Wow.
See, Colonel
Hot
Sanders
diggity dilly. You just scored some major Colonel Sanders points with that performance.
How do you feel, Dilly? May I have your attention, students? I have an important announcement to make.
Oh, he's so cute.
Time for lunch!
You skipped it!
No, I didn't.
I wanted to see the dog's face!
A school dedicated to cooking tomorrow. I'll soon be serious about eating. A delicious fragrance wafts through the room and tickles the enemy.
Wow. That would make me sneeze.
Who is Miriam?
Do you smell that?
Oh.
That must
That's
be our
best
lunch.
Friend, the one you didn't sit with.
It's
no,
crazy good!
I meant who was the voice. I know who she is.
Everyone.
That's Noah.
Can I have your attention?
She.
Oh my. Is it about lunch? No, I just wanted to apologize for my tardiness. You see, I was.
Howdy, folks. I'd like to make an announcement.
I thought student.
Hey, I was.
It's about lunch.
Look at that.
Okay.
Honestly, not a fan.
But I. Lunch! Lunch! Lunch!
She said shush.
In honor of the new semester, I've prepared something special to share with everyone for lunch.
Uh-huh. Ooh. That must be the smell I smelled!
Indeed. Smell.
Okay, I feel like his arm. His head's way too small. Whoa!
Lifts a large bucket above his head. Its contents go to work in the light. While the high or large pieces of chicken, but in front, crispy.
Good thing we just ate. This happens every time I walk inside KFC.
For years, I've developed a secret recipe for the perfect fried chicken. By my calculation, nothing less than 11 herbs and spices are required to achieve the perfect balance of flavors.
You look around and notice that every other student has a pen and paper and is scribbling notes as fast as they can.
But that's all I'll say about that.
Ooh. Van. Was that me?
Yeah, that was you.
What? You think we want your stupid secret recipe, dude? Pshaw! Nah, my dude, nah.
Pshaw.
I'm just, drafting a last will and testament in case, one of those ingredients is, poison. Got him!
Zinger Ashley has prepared to follow up, but she suddenly takes a different approach.
That's me?
Yeah.
What voice did I do?
It was like really annoying. Like
Yeah, and I was just writing my diary. Dear diary, today I smelled something beautiful. I knew at that moment that only the hands of a true gentleman could fry chicken so tender.
You see her body language change from bitter and evil to sweet and innocent. As she slides closer to Colonel Sanders, she realizes that he is destined for greatness and fame with cooking skills like this. She wants him all to herself.
No. Oh, please.
Well, Van the man, if you don't want any.
I'll take his.
Whoa, hold on. I mean, I guess I'll try it. Oh, he's furious.
He takes one bite and his eyes grow wide. He starts getting going toward his face as he tries to hold his pure exhilaration and act unimpressed.
He just went super saiyan.
Easy now, there's enough for everyone. Please, my fellow classmates, D.E.N. You take one of the pieces of fried chicken out of this bucket. Sink your teeth into it. It's amazing. Tasting Sanders' food transports you to another dimension.
Is that gonna do us for today?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like a good place to stop anyway.
Next.
Honestly, not impressed. I think he's a little old.
What?
Well, it's Sanders. Like all of his like hair screams old man, but his body
it's
and
like,
his face.
He's like 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Which is still pretty old.
Wait, what?
Yeah, to college.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm the main protagonist.
How old are you?
20.
Okay.
5 years is a long time.
That's fine. Nah.
Plus, I know that Van the Man Man's supposed to be the annoying guy, but Colonel Sanders gets on my nerves. When he interrupted student, I was not happy.
Alright, I'm going to do this. Bye.
Why are you so eager to wrap this episode up, huh?
So we can start the next one, so I'm not late for the next thing I have to do.
Tasting Colonel Sanders' food transports you to another dimension.
We already read that. Ready?
Yeah.
Tasting Colonel Sanders' food transports you to another dimension.
Wait, what's going on?
We're going again.
Along with your taste buds gripping a drumstick in your hand, you float weightlessly.
Swim towards the light. Savor the moment and everything. Read. Someone read, not me.
Focus your mind and meditate on this moment.
Yeah,
try to
the top one. The top one.
Savor this moment and try to tell you all about Colonel Lee Hart. Swim towards light.
No. Second.
Yeah?
We want to get in with Colonel
Yeah,
Sanders.
We don't want to do good. We just want Colonel. We just want the Colonel.
Ooh.
The flavors in your mouth are beautiful, pure, and heavenly.
What a guy.
Along with the flavors, you feel something that can only be described as love. For a man, for a flavor, are they the same? After tasting his food, you try to get some one-on-one time with Colonel Sanders.
Oh, there you go, Dylan.
You approach him.
No, give me another option.
Oh, we have lots of options.
Colonel Sanders smiles even ever so softly as you approach. He stops what he is doing and allows you to break the silence.
Stop caressing him.
You know I'm a Freemason?
Colonel, I wondered if I could have a moment of your time.
Anything for a fellow chef.
What exactly did you put on that chicken?
Wow, he's so sweaty.
How bold of you to come out and ask.
Was it cocaine?
It's an idea I've had for a new combination of flavors that will make my fortune and establish my legacy for all time as I open a chain of highly successful fried chicken restaurants. No big deal.
Where did he get a staff?
It's just you and me here talking. I can keep a secret. In fact, I got some of my own. I'd be willing to trade secrets.
What a rush. The semester is only getting started. We've got 2 more whole days to get to know each other.
Faith of disgust.
He's clearly
not giving it up easily, but it doesn't hurt to be persistent.
You know what they say about secrets, Colonel? Shouldn't learning be fun?
Oh.
I've never said that about a secret.
You've got moxie, I'll give you that.
Colonel Sanders looks both ways to make sure you're truly alone, and then leans in.
Look at that jawline, though.
You can feel his warm breath as he whispers.
Can you look me in the eyes when you're thinking?
Just
ingredient, but you can't tell. I use
cocaine.
It's something my great-grandmother taught me.
How are we supposed to know what he is?
Wow.
You'd never have guessed that. In fact, you're not even sure where you'd get some if you search.
While you're wrapped up in that huge revelation, you notice that Colonel Sanders has disappeared. While everyone else is still in the cafeteria, you decide to look for him.
Whoa.
You find Colonel Sanders outside, standing in the quad.
Oh, it's you again. How do you? Sometimes I like to come outside and look at the school buildings. I think about it, how my story will continue on after I've graduated.
Sounds like you have big plans.
I dare say the biggest I will leave my mark on this world, you bet on that.
Oh, together for the first time, you figure now is the moment to show your personality to
him. Nudge him to show your own strength?
Nah, it'd probably be modest but thoughtful.
Wow. Wow him with a big idea to add on.
No, because he's like, he's got a god complex. We can't impress him.
Yeah.
You gotta be modest.
Wow. Well, I just want to tell you, I really enjoy your food. What a suck up. Like, oh my goodness, have personality.
We're trying to suck up.
That's the point of the game, Dylan.
That's not how you get someone to like you.
Yeah,
tear. Oh.
Now you've got his attention. Oh, how conceited. The flavors were complex, but comforting. Interplay between salty, savory, and peppery, it was perfect.
I appreciate the compliment, Dilly.
I'm sure you'll be a big success.
Oh, I know, we've only met today, but I'm starting to get the same feeling about you.
No, never.
We should head back inside. The next lesson starts soon.
He's just really trying to get away from us because we're being too desperate!
Wow.
You step into the massive cooking arena. Afternoon looks will take place. Each student gets an oven and all the tools and ingredients they could need. Good thing there's only like 4 students.
Yeah.
Look at this place! It's magnificent!
Oh, what was that?
I can't even like say the same thing I said.
Magnificent.
Magnificent! Finally! We get to show our stuff.
Ooh.
Wait a second. Oh no! We have to show our own stuff! What if I totally blow it?
You will.
You're not gonna blow anything except maybe kisses to the crowd of fans. You're going to earn with your signature adorable, tiny food creations.
Welcome, students, to the cooking arena! For today's lesson.
Arnold.
What? Yeah, for today's lesson, we'll be cooking with partners. Hurry up and pair off! Oh boy, here we go. Oh. Here we go. Oh, it doesn't even give us a choice.
Actually, Miriam looks so red and able to control herself. You pounce on Colonel Sanders.
Oh boy.
Hey, Colonel. Would you like to tackle this lesson as a team? Team of two? Team of just like me and you? You know, team of two? Is that clear? You and I together alone cooking, like for the lesson.
Oh no!
Like you and me.
I don't like this.
Would you want to be my partner?
I don't like this.
Sure, Dilly. Oh. I'll prepare our station.
Okay. That's in all caps. Without you as a partner, Miriam is left standing all alone. 2 different students quickly take notice. Heck yeah, student.
Let's go, Pop.
Oh, hello, new partner.
Can you put it whenever he talks, Sean, can you edit in like just dial up internet sounds?
That'd be funny, actually. That'd be a lot of work for my English.
Oh my! 2 potential partners.
Ooh.
I'm so sorry, gentlemen, but I don't know who to choose.
It looks like you have to pick 4. Friendships can be a little awkward, but that's the price you pay for not being alone. Who do you want to ask me, Miriam's partner?
The robot.
Yeah, the robot.
Oof, sorry, Pop. I was gonna pick Pop.
Sorry, Pop, but I think Miriam will be partnering with Clank today.
It's okay. Alright, hey.
You got... What the heck?
That's a good idea.
It's not entirely clear. Pop has any idea what the point of school even is at this juncture.
Oh, he just vanished.
Clank is clearly excited to have some attention.
He just died.
He heats up and begins to roll back and forth.
Hold on there, fella. You don't even know the assignment yet.
Technically, Clank might not have a face, but there's something charming and earnest about him.
Tissue? I hardly know you!
Clank judders and a panel shakes loose. You get the impression this is a sign of affection.
Looks like you two will be fine.
Well,
now it's time to focus on your own cooking classwork.
Oh, alright.
Gotta
that should be it.
Yeah, alright.
Next episode, we'll find out what happens.
Well, let's find out what happens. Is the real still love story between Colonel Sanders and Dilly, or is it between, what's his name? Clank and Miriam.
I like
pie.
Shorts. You like.
I'm wearing my glasses. I don't care. I'm an old man.
You're an old man. You're an old geezer.
I hope you guys see the reflection of the screen so you don't have to look the disappointment in my eyes.
Here's what you gotta do. Ready? Ready?
Oh, God. What are you doing? Oh. Well. All right. Well, here we are.
Yeah!
Don't we do that now? We clap.
Oh, yeah.
For things. Which dish do you suggest to your partner?
Colonial Sodders.
Okay, so we got steak, tater, tartar, tartar. Seems easy enough. That's fancy. You don't even need to cook it. Using octopus would blow Colonel Sanders' mind. Your grandmother's mashed potatoes and gravy.
We should not do the octopus. Let's do the steak.
I'm just gonna hide behind the mic. Okay, let's do the steak.
Oh my gosh.
I had a delicious steak. Tear, tear. Once at an incredibly fancy restaurant. It was simple, but sophisticated. Maybe we could make that.
He's gonna be like, no, I wanna make chicken. Beef, raw beef. Sweat, sweat.
With seasoning and egg yolk on top.
Jelly. I must admit, he's still sweaty. I am disgusted right now.
That's the wrong trick.
That's not good.
We should have did mashed potatoes.
I know. Oh well. We're in it now. Consider our partnership.
Whoa!
Dilly, where's your partner?
See, this is what happens when we don't play with just... When we play just the two of us. Because we don't know what we're doing. Our I need whole, to lower
our
myself.
Our whole team dynamic left.
Yeah. I suggested we prepare steak. I'm just gonna steak and
raw beef.
Pack your thing. Oh no! Your time at University Cooking School Academy for learning is over.
What? What?
Yeah, Sean, you failed. What? This is what happens when you take the reins. Maybe it's my turn. I was gonna say it like personally. I love mashed potatoes, so it would have been a great. Idea.
Yeah, but...
Did we do this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, hard.
You put ranch on your mashed potatoes. Post in the comments and put ranch on your mashed potatoes.
Alright, potatoes and gravy.
But octopus.
No!
Yeah! I've always been something of a down-home chef. I was thinking we could make something warm, inviting, and comforting.
I'm too tired for this.
Maybe mashed potatoes.
I hate you.
And gravy?
I could imagine one without the other.
Colonel Sanders. Guess the coy look at you, causing your whole face to go beet red. Embarrassed, you quickly turn away.
See, I was gonna do that, but I also have to click the mic, so it's. I don't know.
I'll go get the potatoes! No, please! Let me. Picking perfect produce is a passion of mine.
Are the potatoes just back there?
I guess so. Looks like they're getting pretty fresh around here. Does someone have a crush on Colonel Sanders?
We're just cooking partners. Mind your own business!
Yeah, chicken thigh lady.
Sanders' heart is my business. You better keep your fingers off my man.
Chicken fingers. Oh,
there's Van Van. You
did
had
someone call for me.
Oh no, jeez, Van Man. Well, I'm over here crushing Dilly's dreams. You're supposed to be taking care of our classwork. That was the deal, remember? Why is he crying? Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's a grown man.
Do you hear the music?
Yeah, it's like...
That's ridiculous.
We're gonna battle.
Colonel Sanders returns, arms full of peeled potatoes. He tosses them into boiling water and turns his attention to you and your old friends.
Oh, howdy there, Ashley! Van Van! Are we working in a quartet instead of a duet now?
Actually, no. It looks like Dilly was struggling, so we offered to give them a hand. You know how it is. These young amateur chefs needs a lot of mentoring.
I was going to say, Colonel Sanders, maybe I could also teach you a thing or two about fancy food.
Don't be rude, Van Van. Van Van. Aw, oh, gosh, more. Personally, I have no doubts whatsoever about Colonel Sanders' ability to concoct creations worthy of admiration. Oh, God.
Wow. Admiration.
Thank you.
Admiration.
After all, your fried chicken was quite spectacular. But Colonel Sanders, if you ask me, I might make a better partner for you than this thing that has positioned itself at your station.
Wow.
Is she talking about Vanna? Don't you feel deep down that we cast complementary shadows? We fit together like a thigh and a drumstick. It just makes sense, you know? Bravo. You know? It just makes sense.
Nothing about this makes any sense.
Why is the, like, intense battle music?
Because it doesn't make sense, Sean!
Nothing about this makes any sense. But one thing is clear. She's coming for Cornel if you don't watch out. Ashley is really going at you hard. You need to ask for some backup here before things get ugly.
Turn to Colonel Sanders, hunk of punks, in your time of need. Turn to Miriam. Oh, your forever bestie going. Yeah, do Miriam. We've kind of rejected her a lot recently.
But what's our goal?
I don't care!
You turn to Miriam. And as soon as you find her, she senses it and looks back. Huh? This girl's friend in need, Radar seems to be second to none. She immediately comes up, running over.
I do want to point out, last time you picked a decision, we lost. Yeah, so, we'll see where this goes.
Oh, Colonel's gone.
Was I Miriam?
Yeah, sure.
Is somebody threatening my friend? I will destroy them!
I actually think that Ashley and Van Dam were just leaving.
Leaving you in the dust. Vis-a-vis my skills as a chef, perhaps. But stepping away from the competition, you are sorely mistaken.
Miriam, you're a loyal friend, but Dilly is my partner for today's activity. Oh, good.
We should have picked him.
Nah, dude.
We should have picked him.
You look for Sprinkles in hopes that he might step in, but he's nowhere to be found. Darn those cute corgis and their short but sturdy. You look down at your station and realize that, in the tension of the moment, your hands have been cooking on autopilot.
What?
Distracted by the drama, you've already crushed and boiled potatoes into a perfectly creamy, mashed texture with plenty of butter and cream for flavor. It's as if your natural passion guides you through the steps you know so well while your attention was elsewhere.
I know just what to do.
Colonel Sanders extends his hand. He's holding a beautiful white porcelain gravy boat, out of which pours a smooth brown gravy, smothering your nearly finished potato dish.
Oh.
Gravy flows down the mound of mashed potatoes. The results look spectacular. Granny would have been very proud.
All right, is that where we're done with things?
Yeah, dude. Ah, we'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Yeah. All right, I'm back for another episode of Colonel Sanders. All right, let's go.
Not my hands on your lap. It's not, but. All right, so mashed potatoes, Granny would be proud. All right.
Colonel Sanders holds a spork out to you.
a spork. Oh.
That's so romantic.
I'm so glad.
You reach out.
Grab the spork!
Grab hold of it. But he doesn't immediately let go. What? The two of you stand holding the same spot.
What?
For the small moment, all of the madness and pressure in this crazy world stops.
All this over a spork?
This is good.
I mean, sporks are known for being romantic.
Your eyes lock. The moment is electric! Time stands still.
Electric company.
If you love something, set it free. Oh no, is he gonna let us go?
I hope so. You picked the wrong choice by picking Miriam last time.
Together, you take the utensil into the mashed potato.
What utensil? The spork? Is that? Yeah. Is that...
And lift a heaping spork full of. When you see Ashley with a sinister look.
Yeah, she looks really sinister. Oh, that's not even her. Wait, yeah, it is. I don't know.
That's her.
I know her by her chicken thigh leggings.
You just can't see him.
You know she's plotting against you to be with Colonel Sanders.
I'm so worried about my mic right now. I'm gonna check it, to be honest. I'm scared. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. You guys can see this.
Yeah.
Or can they not see this?
I don't know.
Did I just stop it?
No, you did stop it.
Let me grab it back. I got this. I can fix it again. Okay, we're going.
Gosh.
We're going.
This is going to be a nightmare to edit.
You're going to love it.
All right, go. Go.
And then.
Oh, no. Here comes Van Van.
We're back at this.
Filled with rage and without thinking, you fling the spork.
Oh, no.
You fling the spork full of mashed potatoes right into Ashley's stupid, beautiful face.
Van, do something. Do something.
Scooping up a fingerful, Van Van tastes the dripping mashed potatoes and gravy and realizes that it's delicious! Horrified by this revelation, he slinks away.
He slinks away? I just imagine him being so, like...
just hey.
Will he ever be able to cook something with so much love and integrity?
Oh, he's angry.
Hold on right there, Dilly! We do not waste food in the bird cooking area. Colonel Sanders, I expect better from you. If you were to throw one more spoonful...
It's a spork!
You'd both better be prepared to eat it from wherever it lands.
Oh. That's you.
Can I have potato face?
Van Van rushes back over. A covered dish in his hand.
Look at his hands. He's like... What is that? Oh, it's the octopus!
But it's on an axe.
It is on an axe. Read it!
It's Ron one.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. Mashed potatoes with gravy? Pathetic! In just a few minutes, I've prepared a full meal. Gaze upon my specialty. Braised tentacle of octopus in my silky water. Salt water. In my silky salt water. Sauce! Plattered on a battle axe blade! Forged by my supreme chef ancestors.
I don't think people want to eat off an axe.
No.
I could be wrong. Oh my god.
Wow.
You ignored me for too long. That ends it now. It is I who will have first bite, you know, or not. I don't know, guys.
It's like a zombie.
You will all look on with envy, I think. I hope. I don't know.
The dripping student rushes at Van Van and swipes a bite of his signature dish right off the plate.
No! Don't! Something about this dish doesn't strike my nose quite right. I think the octopus was rushed. It may have turned in the process. What does that mean? The results could be toxic.
Too late. It has been eaten.
Look at his face.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
Trying to do a raccoon. I think I left something in the oven.
I kind of always don't feel well, but I really don't feel too good.
Oh my gosh. They killed him!
Everyone step back! Don't take another bite!
God.
When you look back at the plate, the rest of it is gone.
Oh no!
You notice the tip of the tentacle being slurped up in the Bob's mouth.
No, I don't want Pop to die.
points is in pain, just for a moment, then is almost immediately back to his oblivious self.
Oopsie. Tastes like poison.
Oh no.
I've had that before.
The entire class has gathered to watch for Pop's final moments.
Oh, that's so dark.
Chalk has frozen the whole crowd. They are motionless. As statues.
As statuettes. I think it's fine.
The class bell rings. Disrupting a moment.
Disrupting Pop's death.
And snapping everyone.
It was a moment, okay.
Back to reality.
Snap back to reality!
Aw, man.
It would appear that Pop's enthusiasm for trying new things, despite obvious danger, has... I don't know. He's immune to poison.
I'm not sure the professors here make good enough money.
Oh, I'm hello. I just turned into a ghost over here.
Seeing that you're shaken up by that really annoying student and all his nonsense, Colonel Sanders approaches you.
I'm ready.
I'm sorry you had to go through that. Please let me walk you home.
But why? What? Like for me? Oh, come on!
If he falls in love with his ghost kid, I'm gonna be mad.
You follow Colonel Sanders out of the room. At night.
Wow.
At night, the school building has taken on another vibe entirely. It's dark.
It's dark at nighttime?
And more than a little spooky.
Spooky.
Colonel Sanders stands in the quad's neon glow and speaks softly. Those mashed potatoes you made in class today.
Moving on, I want you to know.
Oh, gosh.
They're not a great representation of my skills. I didn't even realize I was making them.
I hate you.
They were amazing. Tasting them, it reminded me why I became so passionate about food to begin with.
Is he crying? What a baby.
Colonel Sanders is getting choked up. Cooking is obviously important to him in a way that you feel and that you find inspiring. Now might be the perfect time to tell him that you're developing feelings for him.
I'm developing cooking for you.
No.
Colonel Sanders?
Yes? Dilly?
There's something I need to tell you.
Whoa! Hold it right there!
Oh, gosh.
There's something I need to tell you first. Uh-oh.
Wait, does he love him?
Oh, jeez.
You see, when I was a boy, I had a dream that one day I would be the greatest chef the world has ever seen. And every day since, I've been working toward that dream, day and night, never stopping, never resting. Also, lifting a lot of weights. Like so many weights.
Oh, God.
Guys, like weights.
Like weights on weights.
We should follow our dreams with all of our hearts that our souls may grant them like wishes floating on a shooting star.
Hey! No, you shut up! I'm the one here to say inspirational stuff and be the star of the story.
His hair's getting wild.
Are we forgetting that cooking literally killed a guy?
Oh, God.
Oh. You can't prevent that.
Are you sure?
I also saw you kill that guy. What was his name?
Student. Somewhere in the distance, you hear a long, sad sigh.
Forget him!
Oh, gosh.
We're talking about me. Me. I'm the hero. Oh my.
Spork Monster.
The Spork Monster is here to fight a hero. Dot, dot, dot. I think I left the fridge door open.
Lay nerds.
How dare you threaten me? Just as I was letting down my guard and connecting with another chef on another emotional level.
Be afraid of me, because I'm a monster, see?
See, rhyming on purpose? Or is that just a coincidence?
But before you can discuss syntax and any further, it's a turn-based fight sequence.
Yes.
What will you do?
Attack! Attack! Attack!
You decide to go on the attack. Which attack will you use?
Oh, cook with love. Well, we have a lot of options here.
We're going to cook with love.
Cook with love does one damage.
It just got real. That attack really upset Spork Monster.
Oh, man.
Spork Monster goes on the attack.
Oh, no.
They spit hot gravy at you.
That actually really sucks.
You take one damage.
Oh, no. Let's defend.
Okay.
You decide to defend. Which defense will you use?
Whatever that word is.
You continue to stay back and endure whatever comes your way. Seems like a pretty weird strategy, but okay, sure. Spork Monster focuses their mashed mind and draws energy from Mother Earth itself. Oh my gosh. They grow larger and more intimidating. How will you respond? We have to attack!
Okay.
You decide to go on the attack. Which attack will you use? Cook with love! Cook with love does one damage. Spork Monster is no quitter. Buffed up and ready to rumble. They go on the attack once again.
I feel like this is
going to
go bad.
Spork Monster uses utilitensil. You take two damage. If you take much more damage, you're not going to survive the battle. Ah! You decide to go on the attack. Cook with love. Cook with love does more damage. Spork Monster is using cheese sauce into the lawn of the quad. I wonder who is going to have to clean that up. Feeling vulnerable, Spork Monster prepares for its ultimate attack. Oh no, rounded edge! Oh no, vile villain!
Your reign of terror stops here!
Colonel Sanders summons the energy of 1,000 chickens! Oh no.
1,000?
Oh! Pot Pie Power Pinch!
Pot Pie Power Pinch does 10 damage.
Oh my gosh.
Spork Monster is defeated!
Yay!
You saved me!
Uninjured Spork Monster spews steam into the night.
Wow.
Finish him! Finish him! No, finish him! Finish him!
No student will ever walk the quad in fear again!
Oh, God.
Yes!
This monster messed with the wrong chef.
Attack! You ready your final attack? You'll never survive my...
Student loan debt destruction does 10 damage. That's it? Spork Monster is completely vaporized. Colonel Sanders looks on in awe. You continue to surprise me, Dilly.
The defeated monster left behind a special item. It appears at first to be a cookbook, but upon closer inspection, it's so much more. It's a book of magic spells with a golden chicken on the cover.
That's gonna do us for... I don't know what we're doing nowadays.
Honestly, like, I don't even wanna... I just wanna skip over the first episode and just do that second episode. That was so much more entertaining. Alright, see you guys.
Yeah, good stuff.
What a time to be alive.
What a time.